Hi everyone, this is Tim McLaughlin, and I am, as always, so excited to be here with you. Those of you listening on the call right now, welcome, and those of you listening live right now on the call, welcome. And those of you who are listening to the playback, welcome to you too. I am so glad you chose to spend the next half hour with us, learning and thinking more about really productive, positive ways to end our relationship with overeating, relationship with emotional eating, and how to really do it in a kinder, gentler way than I think we've all done before. I am, as I said, I'm Kim McLaughlin, and I am of FeedYourSoulUnlimited.com. You can go there and look me up and see all the cool things I'm doing lately. Lots of fun stuff going on. And I like to help people feed their soul and nourish their body. It's a place where I want us to come together. These calls are about us coming together to look at food differently and to really find gentler, easier ways to end our emotional eating. We're going to be, right now, we're in listen mode, so it makes so we have a cleaner recording when I put it in listen mode. So any of you on the line right now, if you want to ask a question, you can raise your hand by pressing *6 to ask a question, then I'll unmute you and you can ask that question. Right now, I have the call on being recorded, so it will be sent out later today. The link to the recording will be sent out later today to those of you that you already listen. This is a great, will be a great call for you to listen to later to kind of have as a refresher, and also for those of you who are not live, you can listen to it later. I thought about this call. I've been thinking about it a lot, actually, and I called it End Emotional Eating by Having Summer Fun. And I think you know that might sound odd to some of you, that, you know, summer fun could be a way to end emotional eating. And, you know, what I find is that the idea of summer, the idea of summer fun is talked about on TV, on radio, movies, internet, and it's a lot of pictures of smiling people, stories of vacations, stories of barbecues, friends, lazy days, all the things that sound really good and positive and wonderful. But let's be honest, I think there's a little underbelly with this summer fun idea, and I think once we talk about it today, you might kind of see more of it, or maybe you already know what it is, and that's why you signed up for this call. And I think summertime can be really tough for people who emotionally overeat, for people who overeat, for people who have body image issues, because there can be a lot of shame associated with summer. And it comes in many forms, that shame that we feel. And what happens is that when we feel that shame and not feeling good enough about ourselves and not feeling positive about ourselves, we end up shying away from having fun. We end up shying away from going out. We don't go out with people, or when we're out, we're spending a lot of time hiding ourselves from anybody seeing us, and hiding ourselves from really getting all out there and getting in and having just a great time. And part of this dilemma with the summer, I think, starts with clothing. And I'm just going to put it straight out there. I think that the whole issue of clothing and summer can be, feel like a burden to many of us. And these clothes that are out in the summer are shorts, some long shorts, some short shorts, but shorts, dresses, tank tops, and the dreaded bathing suit. I came to think of this topic for today partly because of the clients that I work with, and a lot of them are talking about how uncomfortable they feel entering into the summer and not feeling good about their body and not feeling good about how they look and anticipating the need to wear summer clothing, shorts, dresses, tank tops, bathing suits, and feeling uncomfortable with their clothing, with the way that they look. What you know, myself and people that I've talked to have issues with, let me just give you a few of them and see if any of them fit. I don't want to show my arms. They're not toned enough. They sag when I lift them up. They're too big. So rather than wearing something that is cool, you might tend to wear long sleeves or sleeves that are longer than a tank top because you're afraid to show your arms. Another statement is, or that we feel, is we don't want to wear shorts or short dresses because our legs are full of cellulite. Our legs don't look good. We have varicose veins. We have larger legs than we'd like to have, and we're embarrassed having our legs showing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Does that fit for any of you? And the other one is the dreaded bathing suit. I don't know too many adult women who really, at least the ones that I know, feel absolutely marvelous in a bathing suit or feel that they look great in a bathing suit. Even ones that you'd look, people that you'd look at and go, they look really nice, they look great, still have body image issues around bathing suits. And all these clothing issues really can make us pull back. Pull back from having fun. Pull back from being, enjoying ourselves. Pull back from getting out and kind of feel less than it and feel very self-conscious. And I want to tell you, back on the bathing suit issue is, you know, I really have, once again, as I've been thinking about this topic for today, I have had that love-hate relationship with my bathing suit. I don't always like how I look in it. I don't feel comfortable always in my bathing suit. I feel embarrassed to have people see my body. I feel uncomfortable. I just put it out there. And that's not all the time. It's just some of the time. And that's the part that I don't like, kind of my hate relationship with the bathing suit. My love relationship with bathing suits is I love to swim. I adore swimming. I love swimming in the ocean. I love swimming in the lake. I love swimming in the pool. I love swimming. And it's kind of hard to go swimming in something other than a bathing suit. You kind of draw attention to yourself. You know, you're wearing your shorts out in the pool. And I have decided that my love for swimming is greater than my dislike of bathing suits and how I feel about my body. And there actually was a time for quite a few years that I felt so bad about my body, I just didn't go out to swim, or I would do everything I could to hide myself. Do you know what I'm talking about, where you wear a cover-up up to the side of the pool? Maybe you guys don't do this. Maybe this is just me. Where you wear, you know, your bathing suit's on, you have a cover-up, and you walk up to the side of the pool. You kind of get partway in the pool, and then you start taking your cover-up off over your head, you know, and throwing it to the side and then quickly getting in the pool so nobody can see you. Nobody could see me. That was my tactic for quite a long time because I felt embarrassed about how I looked. And I tried to hide my body as much as possible. So either I would stay on the sidelines and not go in the pool, or I would do everything I could to avoid having people see me, wearing a robe, a cover-up, a towel over me until I just got right to the pool and then throwing it off and going in the pool. Sad for me because it really diminished my opportunity to be really joyful and happy in the pool and wherever I was swimming. So what happened was, is that that was the kind of not so good part. The good part is that I decided, as I told you, that my love for swimming was larger than my dislike for my bathing suit or my body. And I decided to spend time, what I call mental restructuring, where I would talk to myself in ways that were really affirming and positive to help me feel better about my body, to help me feel better about how I look, and to just say, Kim, you're okay. Kim, you look fine. Let's go do the things that are fun. Let's go have some fun right now rather than sitting on the sidelines. And what I found was having this talk to myself, talk with myself about how it's okay. How it's kind of like me, the adult me, talking to the little kid me part that was afraid. And just saying you're okay and saying that I'm just going to be okay and let's move on. And those were the things I would do, that kind of mental talk to myself. And what I find interesting is that I actually need to go buy a new bathing suit. So this has been a great opportunity for me to get back in with those thoughts of I'm okay, I look fine in a bathing suit. I enjoy being outside. I enjoy swimming. And I'm not going to stop what I want to do because of any dislike for my body. And actually, the more I get out there and wear the clothes that feel comfortable and attractive and they are the right clothes for the season, I really enjoy myself and I have so much more fun. And I'm going to talk to you about this in a minute, but I think fun is critical. Summer fun is critical to enduring emotional eating. And I'm going to get to there in just a minute. But now that I am focused on this, getting this new bathing suit that I need to get, I actually look forward to getting the right one and getting a cute one and getting it early enough in the season where I might get one that is kind of colorful and enjoyable. So I am on the hunt now for my new best right next bathing suit. And as I touched on a few minutes ago, I think summer fun, having summer fun, is critical to ending emotional eating. And I think sometimes we emotional eaters might be inclined to avoid having summer fun for a lot of the reasons that I've already talked about, a lot of them revolving around clothing and body image issues. And when we're stuck avoiding having summer fun, we get stuck in wanting to avoid being seen, wanting to avoid being comfortable, wanting to avoid looking cute because we don't want to be out there. And I want to put the fun back in summer for all of you, because when we think about emotional eating, I actually have never heard, I'm going to go out on a limb here, I have never heard anybody say that they emotionally overeat because they're having fun. Now think about that for a second. I don't think we emotionally overeat because we're having fun. I think we emotionally overeat because of the other hundreds of feelings we're having, such as anxiety, guilt, unhappiness, loneliness, fear, boredom, overwhelm, sadness. So what I want to do is invite you to check in as the summer goes along and really kind of test this with me. I'm going to test it this summer, is to really notice, is the desire to overeat coming when you're having fun? Now, it might be you're having fun and you want to overeat or you think about overeating, but it could, I suspect it's more about being anxious because you're out with people. It might be feeling uncomfortable with what's going on, but not about having fun. I don't think that's part of the mixture. I want you to consider, what would having fun look like to you? And just know I'm going to help get you something that will help you do this later on. I'll tell you about something I'm going to send you later on today about that will help you with your summer fun. But think about, what would you want to do without limits? Granted, there's, you know, there could be limits of money, but I got to tell you that, you know, even if your list includes going to the beach, it just might be a little bit of drive. Or if you're nowhere near the beach, it might be going to a pool or a lake or some water filled activity. Really kind of take off the limits. And how could you see yourself this summer getting out and having fun and enjoying yourself? So the thing I want to share with you is my idea of what's called a summer bucket list. And I learned about a summer bucket list from my daughter, who brought one home from her school. And it's a sheet of paper that says, summer bucket list, the things I want to do before summer kicks the bucket. I love it. And what you do is you write a long list of all the things you want to do this summer. But they're fun things. Well, in my list, it's all fun things, all the things I want to enjoy doing before summer kicks the bucket. And I want you to consider that the things you want to do don't all have to be about being physical, because I think sometimes when we have emotional eating issues, weight issues, body image issues, we think we have to be very physical out in the summer. And once again, I talk about swimming a lot because it's what I love to do. That might not be on your summer bucket list. But other things might be, and I want you to consider just a wide range of what might be on your summer bucket list. The things you really want to do this summer that would be fun, that might be new, or that might be things that you used to do, or things that you've heard other people do, but you could never consider it for yourself. Put those on your list. In thinking about my summer bucket list, I have on my list spending time with special friends. There are some friends I'm going to see this summer that I have not seen in years, and we are getting together for a long weekend, and I am super excited to see them. And we're going to have a lot of fun together. So my summer bucket list includes time with special friends. My summer bucket list always includes doing an art project. I love being artsy and creating new things. And I have some ideas for projects that I want to do this summer that are fun and enjoyable and just make me feel real great, because then I have a product at the end. I have my art at the end to show for it. Another thing on my summer bucket list is spending time with my family. So we'll do something special, like having some barbecues or having some family gatherings. Going swimming together is a part of that that piece of my bucket list. Also, I have on my list, I always have on my list, is reading. I love to read sitting outside. I have a special place outside in my backyard that I love to sit in the evening and just sit and read and enjoy a good book. I like to go to the library and check out different kind of books that I wouldn't normally buy but am really interested to read. So another piece on my bucket list is reading. And obviously then reminds me of going to the library to pick up some different books. Another piece of my bucket list is taking walks at the beach. I do love that. I love walking on the beach with my feet in the sand, the cold sand right by the water where the water washes up and hits your feet a little bit. I love that feeling. I also like doing, on my bucket list, there's also physical activities. I want to get, oh my gosh, on my bucket list, I'm just writing it down because I just remembered it. I want to buy a boogie board. I'm writing it down as I'm talking it, telling you guys. A boogie board. I have not had one ever, and I really want one because I want to take it to the beach and to the lake. So that is now on my bucket list. I just added it. But there are other physical activities that I like to do, swimming and canoeing, and I want to do stand-up paddleboard this summer again. I did it for the first time last year and just loved it. It was lots of fun. So those are some of my items on my summer bucket list. And what I know is that, let me do it this way. What I believe is that the more fun we have, the less we're going to overeat. The more fun we have, the less we're going to overeat. That those other feelings of loneliness, sadness, boredom, anxiety won't show up as much because we're having fun. We're having a good time. And what I want you to notice this summer is that if you are finding yourself leaning towards overeating, you're finding that you're emotionally eating, I want you to consider, are you having enough fun? Or what I would say to myself is, have I put enough fun in my daily schedule? And I like to put fun in daily. It doesn't have to be just on the weekends, and it definitely doesn't have to be just on a vacation. But ask yourself, am I putting enough fun into my daily life? And if the answer is no, challenge yourself to come up with what is fun. How can I have more fun? How can I create more enjoyment in my day? Because I suspect if you're overeating this summer, you're not putting enough fun into your day. And I encourage you to get out that summer bucket list and add to it as the summer goes on to make sure that there is something enjoyable going on. Like I said, I'm going to send you my version of a summer bucket list in my follow-up email. I'll send it out today. It'll be in the follow-up email that I have. So at the end of this call, I'll send out a link to this recording. And in that link, I'll also link up that summer bucket list for all of you to have. It's my free gift to all of you. And I recommend you do it. And I want you to notice if you're feeling resistant at all or think I'm real, that, you know, if you're saying to yourself, oh, Kim, she's really off track today. She just doesn't know what she's talking about. To really challenge yourself to seek more fun in your summer. I'm also going to send out with the audio recording today of this call, I'm also going to send out a link to a free offer, a free breakthrough session with me. It's free to all of you on the call. It's 45 minutes with me on the phone, exploring what we're talking about today, exploring what holds you back from having fun. What's holding you back from really experiencing fun in your life and exploring how fun might be causing you trouble with your emotional eating or your lack of fun, might cause you trouble and lead you to emotionally eat, or possibly body image issues are holding you up on moving forward, or being afraid of all the food that's available this summer. Summer food is nice, but it can be a little bit overwhelming with the amount of it and the places that there's a lot of food around. So those might be topics that you want to have on your breakthrough session. Or you just find that you want to have a breakthrough session with me and you just want to explore what's going on for you. And let's get a little clarity for you. it's my gift to all of you, and I really hope you take me up off on it and schedule a time for a breakthrough session. So I want to leave you today with the idea of positivity, the positive mindset that we talked about earlier in terms of thinking about your body differently and having more positive thoughts about yourself. I want you to consider how you can bring more fun into your life, more fun into your summer, and more fun into every day. Consider it every day. How can I have more fun? And I look forward to talking to you all, to seeing you again next month. We will have a call the second, let me see, I'm looking at the date. It will be the second Monday of July. We'll have another call that would be the 11th of July at 12 o'clock. We'll have a totally different topic. Same format where you can call in or you can get the recording later on. I encourage you to take care of yourself and have some fun. And I look forward to talking to you all later. Go and have a great rest of the day and have some fun. Bye, guys.